What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Nearly a century of informing, entertaining, and serving St. Louis. KMOX.
Hi, it's Johnny Rabbit. We're at your service. It's 6 minutes after 2 o'clock on a beautiful afternoon, and it's now time for the Charles Moreland story. Yes, it can finally be told on the radio and by Charles Moreland himself in the title role. Charles, welcome.
Thanks, Johnny. Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Charles, I'm glad that you are here. And you're with the Missouri Historical Society, Missouri History Museum, the whole thing. What do you? What is your role there, Charles?
I am the signature events specialist, so I do everything from Tuesday morning programs, which I get lucky enough to have you appear on.
And, thank you. I'm lucky enough to be there, and I enjoy those programs.
We'd love to have you. And we have Thursday night programs once a week called Thursday Nights at the Museum. They run from, we have a happy hour at 5:30 that runs until 6:30, and then a main stage show down in our Lee Auditorium that starts at 6:30 and runs until around 8. And we have those every Thursday of the year besides Thanksgiving.
Wow. I didn't realize that. Every Thursday.
Every Thursday. We've got a new show every week, so we stay busy in our department. And and I run the Twilight Thursday concert series, which were previously on Tuesdays before the
pandemic. I'd say you're busy enough.
Occasionally I think, keep pretty busy.
That's terrific. And we had Ed Wheatley here a little bit ago, and we were talking a bit about this coming Thursday. We might as well repeat it again, though.
Yeah, we have our this Thursday will be a little bit of a different from the time schedule I just spoke about, but we are celebrating Cardinals opening day game.
So it starts at 2 in the afternoon, and the festivities and run till 8 o'clock.
They will. I think first pitch is around 3:10. Before that, we're going to have Ed and Adam Kloppy, one of our public historians, talking about St. Louis baseball history. And then we'll watch the game. Salt and Smoke will be there with food for sale upstairs. And it'll be a great day. And when the game is over, the museum will stay open until 8 o'clock for everyone to come in and see the exhibits and spend time with us.
Now, what about the Building St. Louis exhibition? Is that still there?
Coloring St. Louis?
Coloring St. Louis.
Yeah, it is open throughout the year. It'll be open all year. And it is a really fun exhibit. It's basically architectural-based, but the kind of center of the gallery has got artifacts and history.
It's some great artifacts. But
the best part is you can color the walls.
Right.
And
how weird
so
that is.
the outside walls of the exhibit or the perimeter walls are dry erase boards, and you can draw on everything from the basin at the World's Fair, to a gingerbread house in South City. So.
And it's a lot of fun for everybody. It sounds like, that's just for kids. It's not just for kids. Everybody loves it.
It's always, all ages are in there, and there's just something kind of therapeutic about zoning out and just coloring that I think it really brings in a great draw.
It would be. And anything interactive is always good. Soccer. Now, we were just talking about the soccer team just winning their fifth straight game, setting a record in the soccer league. Now, what about soccer? You've got a program.
Soccer City is our exhibit that will open on April 8th. It is about the history of soccer in St. Louis.
Now, where will that be and what in the building?
It is. It'll be in our West Gallery and opens April 8th, and it will be open for around a year.
Oh, good.
And we are doing a big kind of kickoff pep rally celebration on the 8th. So around 10 o'clock in the morning when we open, there will be a ribbon cutting, and then we're going to have festivities all day, kind of keeping it like a big pep rally.
Sure. Good.
We're going to have School of Rock there. The Red and Black Brass Band will close out the day. Face painting will be there for free for kids, and soccer on the lawn and storytelling. It'll be a good one.
Well, it couldn't be at a better time.
We've got the ball. The first. We have the signed game ball from the first goal.
Wow.
Of their game in Austin. So that we just got that a week or two ago. So it's a really great get, and the team is doing so fantastic. I think it'll be a big pull.
I think it'll be terrific. I mean, it'd have been okay a year ago, but now terrific.
Really got a good hype. The stadium's gorgeous. I can't wait to go. So
then there's the coming down to the World's Fair, but the recreation of the World's Fair.
Yes, our World's Fair exhibit, as we know it, has been open around 20 years. It will close on April 30th, and it will be closed for around a year. And it's going to be revamped and tell the same story, but in different ways, in different angles. And there's just going to be some really great technical upgrades, new artifacts out. And it should open in April of 2024.
Where do you keep the artifacts? A lot of people have asked, for example, I have something I'd like to donate to the Missouri History Museum. Or you hear about, I think years ago I used to see such and such. Where are these things kept that aren't on display?
Most of them are kept at our Library and Research Center, which is on Skinker. It's the old synagogue right across. It's right down from Forsyth.
Right across from where the big observation Ferris wheel used to be.
Yes.
The big, in the World's Fair. You remember that.
I've heard the tale. But yeah, our library's there. It is open 6 days a week, I believe.
I think so.
But you can check the website out for all the LRC at mohistory.org.
Yep. LRC, Library and Research Center. And that has gone under a lot of renovation, which was finished in January.
Yeah, it looks great.
Why do people go there? What do most people do? I mean, I go there a lot.
The LRC?
Yeah, for photographs.
I mean, a lot of research is done there. Mm-hmm. It's a big, beautiful room, and there's always people in there kind of in the stacks, and we've got a great staff over there that can help people kind of research anything, local history and, you know, some Missouri history that they need to.
Yeah, it is. What a helpful place. It's like there's nothing else quite like it here. I mean, a lot of people have collections, but these are collections that are accessible collections to people. And for example, the photographs, all of the photographs I've used, and I use a lot on all of my programs, all come from the Missouri Historical Society archives. And what an archive that is. And a lot of it you can see online. How would you do that? Where would you go?
I go to mohistory.org and then click on the Library and Research tab, and then it'll kind of take you into the archives from there, yeah.
And you do a lot of book signings. I know that Ed Wheatley said this coming Thursday he'll have a book signing.
He will.
You have a lot of authors that come through there. And then you really have a good gift shop.
We do have a great gift shop. It is popular with all ages. You can come on in. We've got everything from books, tchotchkes, little scarves. You can stretch a penny next to it. In the classic family vacation kind of way.
It is. Really, if you want to find a St. Louis book, that's the place to go.
Yeah, we do have lots of that.
And it's right inside, right on the south side when you come in from the park side. There it is. You can't miss it. You still have the lunchroom or breakfast or whatever that place is upstairs?
Our cafe is Cafe St. Louis is upstairs. It's it is open 7 days a week. They have a really great brunch on Sundays. That is, I'm sorry, not 7 days anymore. We are open. We are closed on Mondays post-pandemic. So we are open 6 days, as is the cafe. Mm-hmm. And their brunch is great, very popular on Sundays.
That's interesting to know. I didn't know that. That's and a great view, too.
Oh, yeah, it's a great view no matter what time of year. I'd love to sit up there and watch it snow, which we didn't really have any of that this year, but, you know, maybe next.
Well, you never know. The book signings are there, the places to have lunch, and there's a place you can go right there. You don't have to go. You can really spend a day there and have a really good time, pick up some gifts for somebody. I don't. When we go, we always pick up some. We always find something.
Yeah, I Christmas shop in there every year. I make a stop in. So
the exterior, there'll be some construction done.
Yeah, we're gonna do a little revamp of the North Lawn, which faces out on Lindell, kind of the Jefferson Memorial Building section that on front of that. It'll, I believe, begin in August or September. So people will see some fencing up, and they're gonna just kind of redo the entrance ramps. The fountain will stay the same, but some of the groundwork around the fountain between the steps and the fountain has.
Well, that's a good idea.
It's had some water damage or weather damage, so it's just I think next spring, hopefully, we should be open, and we'll have a whole new.
What about parking? Where do people park for these?
We have free parking on the west and east side of the building, and that can fill up on busy days. There is free parking throughout the park, and across from the visitor center. Next to the tennis courts, there's two very large lots that people just about probably 3 minute walk away.
Can people still park on Lindell?
Yes, they can.
And we mentioned hours. Let's say hours of operation for the History Museum itself.
Yeah, we are open. Like I said, Tuesdays through Sunday.
Mondays. Okay.
Yeah, we are closed on Mondays. We're open from 10 until 5, except for Thursdays, which we are open every Thursday until 8 p.m.
Now, what about admission fees for these?
We are free to the public.
Isn't that something?
It's great. I mean, St. Louis is really lucky and to have the park and the ZMD and the History Museum. We're free to the public.
That really is great. There's so much work that goes into all this. And how can it be free? Now, where do you get the money? Is it the museum organization?
Yeah, there's the ZMD tax district that St. Louis has. So, you know, it's us and the art museum, the zoo, the botanical garden, and the science center. So we are lucky to be part of that.
We're talking to Charles Moreland. What's your official title, Charles?
I am the Signature Events Specialist.
Ah, yes, I see it here. Signature Events Specialist for the Missouri Historical Society. For everything, what about do you do? Are you involved with, where is it, Soldiers Memorial over that way?
That's our third site. And actually, your talk that we've got coming up on May 9th, I believe, is going to be about wartime here in St. Louis.
Yeah.
And that ties in perfect with our Soldiers Memorial Vietnam exhibit we have open right now about the Vietnam War and how it tied in with St. Louis. And
good. Yeah, there's another place to see. And a lot of people say, it's the same old stuff at the Soldiers Memorial. That's the way it used to be for many years.
Yeah, no, it's not
always a different today.
It is fantastic in there.
Charles Moreland, we'll be right back. Talk a little more. Charles with the Missouri Historical Society. I'm at your service. This is Johnny Rabbit on KMOX.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most, exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
All the news and all that matters to you. The voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
Thank you, Johnny Rabbit, at your service. We heard from Ed Wheatley earlier talking about the St. Louis Browns and some other things. We had Juliet Simone from Oasis. We have Charles Moreland here from the History Museum, and later we'll have Jen Hatton from the St. Louis Public Library. We're primarily with her going to be talking about our prom that we're going to be doing this coming Friday night, from 7:30 to 9:30. And Charles Moreland, what else is going on with you at the History Museum? What's going to keep you busy in the next month or so?
Well, we've got our Twilight Thursday concert series, which will start on May 4th. And those are, you know...
Who's on the bill, or do you know yet?
Yeah, we do. We've got... we're going to open it up on May 4th with a Whitney Houston anthology performed by Sheryl Brown. And then we've got Stax Record Catalog on May 11th.
Now, who will do that? Who will be the performers for that?
It'll be lead vocals are Gene Jackson and Marty Abdullah. Then Dirty Mugs will be on May 18th for Funkology 101. So we're going to kind of start with some George Clinton funk, move into Bootsy Collins, Ohio Players, Rick James. And then we'll close the season out on May 25th with Santana Experience, performed by Black Magic. So that will be a great way to ring in the summer.
Wow, that's kind of... Where do they play? What do they perform?
They are on the north lawn of the museum.
What if it rains?
If it rains, we make a call around 1 o'clock that day. And, we try and get them all in. We do have a rain makeup date scheduled for one concert this year. That'll be the first Thursday in June. If something happens, mm-hmm. we can move one. So hopefully we don't have that, though. I mean, with this wacky weather, we haven't had any, no snow, nothing. I'm hoping we'll have four dry Thursdays in a row this May.
How do people, if a person has a band, a group, or a singer, or whatever, how could they get in on this list or be considered? Or how do you audition people? Or
We have someone who does our talent booking, but they can contact me at cmoreland at mohistory.org, and I will get their info, and we can move along from there. We will not be having a fall series because of the construction. Twilight will be back in 2024.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. You'd have to have that room. Is that going to be right where you're doing it?
Yeah, and there should be some new, with the new construction, there should be some benefits for Twilight there.
So that email address again is?
Yes, C, as in Charles, Moreland, M-O-R-E-L-A-N-D, at mohistory.org.
Interesting. Now, the series coming up, my first one is going to be on May the 9th, and this is from 11 to noon.
Yes.
Are all of these 11 to noon?
Yeah, our Tuesday programmings are two Tuesdays a month most of the time. The dates kind of fluctuate.
Mm-hmm.
But, they're from 11 to around noon in our Lee Auditorium downstairs at the ground level of the museum.
You haven't been there. That's a great auditorium, a great theater, a great size. How many people does it hold?
It seats around 350.
Mm-hmm. So there's generally plenty of room. A couple of times we've had standing room only, or
we get pretty full.
Yeah, St. Louis in wartime, World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam is what I'm going to be talking about. Ed Wheatley is going to be on that program, as a matter of fact, to talk about the importance of sports during the war years at home in St. Louis, the sports teams that were playing, and how that helped people get their mind off of the wars. We'll have a segment about music during wartime. And, again, something else that was is very important when you think about the music of World War II and so on. And then we're going to have representatives from the Soldiers Memorial, from Jefferson Barracks, and other places. You'll hear about subjects ranging from the aircraft industry and the munitions production plants in St. Louis and the factories that went to war and stopped making, for example, the Fisher Body General Motors plant, where they stopped making cars and started making tanks and things of that nature. We'll have talk about women in the service, even a representative of the Gold Star Mothers, and dozens of other vintage war-related photos and stories about many of them. I think that's going to be an exciting thing.
Yeah, I think it'll be a great day.
So that's the 9th of May. Then coming up next on my series, On the Road with Johnny Rabbit, the automobile in St. Louis history on Tuesday, May 11th. A really big show, and with, again, a lot of photos and stories and select guests to tell about such things in St. Louis as the automobile companies like Moon, Doris, Gardner, and there were others. And when we were the number 2 automaking city in America, we'll look at their buildings then and now. Some of them are still around, like the Doris Motor Car Company building is on the southwest corner of Sarah and Laclede. It's now the Doris Lofts. And many others are still there. We'll be talking about brands that were sold, especially on historic Automobile Row and Locust, like Nash and Stutz and Locomobile. The Nash building is still there, 2-story building, was designed by architect Preston J. Bradshaw. And we'll talk about the Express Highway, the Red Feather Expressway, the bridges, the car clubs and collectors and car dealers of the past and places and people related to Route 66 in Greater St. Louis. But you've got a Route 66 show coming up as well.
I do, actually. And I wanted to – that is July 11th. So we've got
July 11th,
May 9th, talk about wartime. July 11th is the cars that we just talked about. And that will come the Tuesday after we'll have July 6th. We're going to be showing our Emmy Award-winning Route 66 documentary from a few years ago now, the 2016-15-ish.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be showing that with Andrew Wonko, one of our public historians who worked on that. So we'll have that the Thursday before your Tuesday car program. So we're just going to have a Route 66 kick-in vacation month in July.
Yeah, the month of July on vacation at the History Museum. Why not? Why go elsewhere?
I totally agree.
You maybe even can ride the Joe Edwards trolley.
Yeah.
And then again, maybe you can't. It's hard to say.
It's hard. I'm not sure on that one.
Now, Charles, in October haunted St. Louis.
Yes.
Now, that's a Tuesday, but has the day been determined yet?
And we've not got the fall calendar totally set, but you'll be there a Tuesday in October.
You ought to talk to the ghosts about
that.
And they're in charge of this thing. Haunted and spooky places and their strange stories and the supernatural we'll talk about from the past to the present. In our town, we'll have tales of real ghosts and spirits and how to find ghosts. A lot of people like to go ghost hunting, and there are a lot of people like to get rid of ghosts, and we'll talk about them. And cover the occult and haunted mansions and houses and buildings, and tell about who's haunting them and why. And the weird, the sprains, the paranormal, all be examined. You'll probably meet some ghost chasers, too. And maybe, who knows, Charles, we may see a ghost there. You never know what might happen. This is going to be an exciting Tuesday morning. People really love ghosts. Last year we did one with, that was a ghost tour.
Tammy Goldman's Discovery Tour, correct?
Tammy's Goldman's Tour. We had a great time. We had a great turnout. Didn't get to see any ghosts. So one of the tours that we did, it's probably 10, 12 years ago, there was a person, we were at a haunted house at the 3400 block of Russell, the Magic Chef House.
I believe I was on that tour.
Were you there?
I think I rode along on that day and helped, yeah.
And there was, wow, you've been there a long time.
I had my 13-year anniversary last week.
Oh, my gosh,
lucky
good for you.
13. Yeah, thanks.
Wow. And so there was a person there that saw something. They saw a man standing behind some drapes in the dining room. And we went over, pulled the drapes back. There was nobody there. And she said, there was somebody there. And she was so frightened, we had to call the Cleed cab to have her come back to the museum to get her car. And then there's something coming up about radio and television, the stations and the stars. That's going to be a Tuesday in December. And I see, how did it go by so fast, Charles? It's gone. Our time is gone. We're done. We're finished. Now you can go and whatever you're going to do.
And start planning for the next year.
And get ready and have a good day. It's nice of you to be here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you very much. Charles Moreland from the History Museum. We're going to the public library next. It's 28 minutes after 2 in KMOX.
Work or play? KMOX is right there with you. We go where you go.
And we're going right here. We're headed down to the library. I say down to the library because where I am in KMOX Studio B. My right as I look out the window, I see the library. That's the Central Library there at 13th and Olive, where it's been for a heck of a long time. And it was redone in 2012, I believe. I have no idea how much money was spent on it. A lot of money was spent, and it looks fabulous. It looks beautiful. And what we're going to do there is a prom. Well, it really is, like going to your prom at high school. It's just called Prom, Prom 2023, sponsored by the St. Louis Public Library. And we're going to hear a lot of good music from that. As a matter of fact, you might hear this song is done by Nat King Cole as he helps us get our kicks on Route 66 on KMOX. And up, our guest, Jen Hatton, is here. Hi, Jen. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. He's adjusting the music there. We'll see if he's got the music or not. You got it? That's not it. He's searching for the music somewhere. Well, we'll let them figure that out. And if they don't figure it out, well, they don't figure it out. The prom, are you... No, that's not it. That's not it. You can turn that stuff off. I think you're on the wrong track over there. Hello. There we are again. Look at this prom magazine I found from my collection, Jen. Look at that.
Oh, my
Isn't
goodness.
That beautiful?
Yes.
November 1947.
Right at the start.
Yeah. Just the first year. The first year. And they charged that first year, they charged 15 cents a copy. And they said that was too much. So the next year, they went to 10 cents a copy. Plus, if you sent them a dollar to their office down on Chestnut Street in the Title Guarantee building, you'd get 12 issues of Prom for a dollar.
Yeah.
A deal. Now, you have a big collection at the library, I assume?
We do. We do. And so our next exhibit is called Prom Magazine, Where Did You Go to High School? Hmm. And that opens on April 10th at Central Library in downtown St. Louis at 1301 Olive Street. And it basically is just going to be the history of Prom Magazine, which ran from 1947 to 1973, and featured all of the high schools through the St. Louis area, both public, private, parochial, and just one of the great things about Prom Magazine is it was one of the first publications that really utilized the student reporters to come in and so they knew what was going on in the schools.
And they had two reporters
each school, and they were there to talk about, the big game, who won, who lost, what was going on, the activities, dances, social events. Some would say that Prom Magazine might actually be where the whole sensation of St. Louis's Where'd You Go to High School came from.
Well, I'm sure it did.
Yeah.
I believe it did.
Because of that, because of the magazine, it really gave students who maybe lived in South City, didn't know anything about students in North County, it gave them sort of an insight into what these students were like.
It's very true. And people really read it, and people wanted to be a SNP.
Oh, yes.
See, name in prom.
Exactly. We've talked to some former student reporters
really
that will be featured in the exhibit. And one of the things they talked about is how popular they became when people would come up to them every month and try to get their name to be featured in there. And sometimes we had some reporters who would look for kids who didn't get mentioned a lot and would pull their names and put them in just because they weren't a kid who maybe didn't get a lot of attention.
Ah, very nice. And I'm just looking at, I have for my collection a prom from November 1947 with a favorite hangout on the front. Now, if you were in South St. Louis, and you would immediately know that was the rail fence on South Grand, a little farther south and almost to Carondelet Park near Cleveland High School and St. Mary's High School. And that really was a big hangout. I'm just looking inside. Here's McBride Memos, the name of it, Bob Strumpf. They even list their phone number in here in this one, and Jim Reinhart. So they wrote about these schools, the prom reporters. And it's just an interesting thing that Julian Miller did, and he did it all through, even after that prom was no longer in business in 73. Now, because he really had hopes that it would continue. So he still had some prom parties, and he still arranged to get tickets for the prom reporters and for student leaders, two free tickets to go to the Muni Opera. And every Monday night's when the Muni Opera opened, and every Monday night. Now that's different opening dates. But he would be there on a little stand, like a podium, with the free tickets, and you'd have to come identify yourself and get the free tickets for prom. So he was very involved with the schools, very involved with the kids. And Julian had these prom parties. Generally, there was one at the Empress Hotel with Eddie Fisher, but generally they were at the Chase Hotel in the Starlight Roof. With people like the Four Lads or Johnny Mathis or Rosemary Clooney or Tony Bennett, and the list goes on. And one of the reasons for this, and a lot of people didn't know this, his office has moved from downtown very early on to the Chase Hotel, where he also lived at the Chase Hotel. But he had an arrangement with Sam Coppler and then Harold Coppler where he got free rent for all of this because of all of the emphasis he did about high schools and about kids and about the Chase Hotel. So his whole time there, he didn't have to pay for anything. Matter of fact, he didn't have to pay for his food.
Oh, wow.
Like the tech room or the hunt room or the whatever room it would be. They kept track of all this. But it was a trade-off because it really brought attention to the Chase Hotel. I mean, so the prom, every high school basically had a prom mm-hmm. of some sort, sometimes a couple a year. Blue and gold prom for Beaumont High School. Maybe that would have been in the Chase. I mean, excuse me, Sheraton Jefferson Hotel, possibly, which it was in 1952. And so, do people have to wear prom dresses, or how do people should come to your event?
So, so basically, in order to kick off our exhibit, which opens on April 10th, we are holding a very own adult prom on Friday night.
This coming Friday.
This Friday. March 31st at Central Library. It's from 7:30 to 9:30. And tickets are available. They're still available on our website at slpl.org. So slpl.org. You can go buy tickets.
How much are tickets?
Tickets are $60 a person, and it will include a night of drinks. We will have adult drinks available, including spiked punch. We will have food. It will be St. Louis-themed food, so we'll have St. Louis-style pizza. We're having pork steak sliders, gooey butter cake cookies, and an assortment of other things.
Oh, great.
So all St. Louis-themed. We are also, in true prom fashion, we are going to be crowning a SLPL, two individuals as SLPL royalty. So no prom is complete without the crowning of two people.
That's right.
We have actually went out to the community and asked them to nominate people who are doing good in the community, people who are helping with students or, tutoring young kids. We have some of our nominees work at food pantries and give to those in need or have done fundraisers for back-to-school supplies, things like that. And so these six nominees will be our royal court. And that night we will crown two individuals SLPL prom royalty.
And that's Friday night.
That's Friday night.
7:30 to 9:30.
And 7:30 to 9:30. Buy your tickets. They're still available at our website. And proceeds go to benefit the prom exhibit that we have on April 10th.
And you wear what you want to wear?
Wear what you want to wear. But, wear prom attire. If you still have your prom attire from your decade and you want to do that, this is sort of, think of it as a second chance. If you had a great time at prom and you want to relive it, this is an opportunity to do that. If you maybe didn't go to your prom, you missed it, this is an opportunity to have that experience. We will have an official prom photo station where you can get an official prom photo. We will also have a selfie station with you and your friends can just have a bunch of fun prom photos. So dress in any era, even if it's not your era. Mm-hmm. If you want to, if you graduated in 2000, but you really like the 50s, go retro and go 50s.
And we're going to be right back with Jen Hatton. We're going to talk about the music at the prom as well, because there's going to be music. You wouldn't, if you didn't have music, you wouldn't have a prom. But we will talk about that and more. And once again, our event, the prom that they're having at the Central Library at 7:30 to 9:30. This Friday night, I am honored to be whatever. What am I?
You are the MC.
I am the MC. Okay. I didn't know I was. I hope I'm not going to be one of the dancers. I don't think that would go over too well.
If you want to, you could.
I think I will better skip that. We'll be right back. And we're listening to At Your Service, and this is KMOX and Johnny Rabbit.
Local news and information directly.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock,
just
rock.
Say,
5, 6,
KMOX.
7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're going to rock around the planet.
o'clock tonight. Put your glad rags on. Join me, hon. We'll have some fun when the clock strikes one. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock,
yeah,
rock.
Yeah, we're gonna rock around the clock Friday night, Jen. And Jen, you'll be rocking around the clock too.
Yes.
What are you gonna wear?
You know, I think I'm going to throw it back a little bit to maybe the 60s or 70s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So you'll see.
And I don't know when I will have my Johnny Rabbit hat, though. I promise the hat will be there. This is Friday night. This is the prom at the...
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Work or play? KMOX is right there with you. We go where you go.
And we're going right here. We're headed down to the library. I say down to the library because where I am in KMOX Studio B. To my right as I look out the window, I see the library. That's the Central Library. They're at 13th and Olive, where it's been for a heck of a long time. And it was redone in 2012, I believe. I have no idea how much money was spent on it. A lot of money was spent, and it looks fabulous. It looks beautiful. And what we're going to do there is a prom. Well, it really is, like going to your prom at high school. It's just called Prom, Prom 2023, sponsored by the St. Louis Public Library. And we're going to hear a lot of good music from that. As a matter of fact, you might hear this song is done by Nat King Cole as he helps us get our kicks on Route 66 on KMOX. And our guest, Jen Hatton, is here. Hi, Jen. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. He's adjusting the music there. We'll see if he's got the music or not. You got it? That's not it. He's searching for the music somewhere. Well, we'll let them figure that out. And if they don't figure it out, well, they don't figure it out. What the prom? Are you? No, that's not it. That's not it. You can turn that stuff off. I think you're on the wrong track over there. Hello. There we are again. Look at this prom magazine I found from my collection, Jen. Look at that.
Oh, my
Isn't
goodness.
That beautiful?
Yes.
November 1947.
Right at the start.
Yeah, yeah. Just the first year. The first year. And they charged that first year, they charged 15 cents a copy. And they said that was too much. So the next year, they went to 10 cents a copy. Plus, if you sent them a dollar to their office down on Chestnut Street in the Title Guarantee Building, you'd get 12 issues of Prom for a dollar.
Yeah.
A deal. Now, you have a big collection at the library, I assume?
We do. We do. And so our next exhibit is called Prom Magazine, Where Did You Go to High School? Hmm. And that opens on April 10th at Central Library in downtown St. Louis at 1301 Olive Street. And it basically is just going to be the history of Prom Magazine, which ran from 1947 to 1973, and featured all of the high schools through the St. Louis area, both public, private, parochial, and just one of the great things about Prom Magazine is it was one of the first publications that really utilized the student reporters to come in and really, so they knew what was going on in the schools.
And they had two reporters
each school, and they were there to talk about, you know, the big game, who won, who lost, what was going on, the activities, dances, social events. Some would say that Prom Magazine might actually be where the whole sensation of St. Louis's Where'd You Go to High School came from.
Well, I'm sure it did.
Yeah.
I believe it did.
Because of that, because of the magazine, it really gave students who maybe lived in South City, didn't know anything about students in North County, it gave them sort of an insight into what these students were like.
It's very true. And people really read it. And people wanted to be a SNP.
Oh, yes.
See, name in prom.
Exactly. We've talked to some former student reporters that will be featured in the exhibit. And one of the things they talked about is how popular they became when people would come up to them every month and try to get their name to be featured in there. And sometimes we had some reporters who would look for kids who didn't get mentioned a lot and would pull their names and put them in just because they were a kid who maybe didn't get a lot of attention.
Ah, very nice. And I'm just looking at, I have for my collection a prom from November 1947 with a favorite hangout on the front. Now, if you were in South St. Louis, and you would immediately know that was the rail fence on South Grand, right by, right almost a little farther south, and almost a Carondelet Park near Cleveland High School and St. Mary's High School. But that really was a big hangout. I'm just looking inside. Here's McBride Memos, the name of it. Bob Strumpf. Well, they even list their phone number in here in this one. And Jim Reinhart. So they wrote about these schools, the prom reporters. And it was an interesting thing that Julian Miller did. And he did it all through, I mean, even after that prom was no longer in business. Excuse me, in business in 73. Now, because he really had hopes that it would continue. So he still had some prom parties. And he still arranged to get tickets for the prom reporters and for student leaders, two free tickets to go to the Muni Opera. And every Monday night's when the Muni Opera opened, and every Monday night. Now that's different opening dates. But he would be there on a little stand, like a podium, with the free tickets, and you'd have to come identify yourself and get the free tickets for prom. So he was very involved with the schools, very involved with the kids. And Julian had these prom parties. Generally, there was one at the Empress Hotel with Eddie Fisher, but generally they were at the Chase Hotel and the Starlight Roof with people like the Four Lads or Johnny Mathis or Rosemary Clooney or Tony Bennett, and the list goes on. And one of the reasons for this, and a lot of people didn't know this, his office has moved from downtown very early on to the Chase Hotel, where he also lived at the Chase Hotel. But he had an arrangement with Sam Coppler and then Harold Coppler where he got free rent for all of this because of all of the emphasis he did about high schools and about kids and about the Chase Hotel. So his whole time there, he didn't have to pay for anything. Matter of fact, he didn't have to pay for his food.
Oh, wow.
Like the tech room or the hunt room or the whatever room it would be. They kept track of all this, but it was a trade-off because it really brought attention to the Chase Hotel. I mean, so the prom, every high school basically had a prom mm-hmm. of some sort, sometimes a couple a year. They're like the blue and gold prom for Beaumont High School. Maybe that would have been in the Chase, Sheraton Jefferson Hotel, possibly, which it was in 1952. And so are prominent people have to wear prom dresses, or how do you, people should come to your event?
So basically, in order to kick off our exhibit, which opens on April 10th, we are holding a very own adult prom on Friday night.
This coming Friday.
This Friday, March 31st at Central Library. It's from 7:30 to 9:30. And tickets are available. They're still available on our website at slpl.org. So slpl.org. You can go buy tickets.
How much are tickets?
Tickets are $60 a person, and it will include a night of drinks. We will have adult drinks available, including spiked punch. We will have food. It will be St. Louis-themed food, so we'll have St. Louis-style pizza. Mm, we're having pork steak sliders, gooey butter cake cookies, and an assortment of other things.
Oh, great.
So all St. Louis-themed. We are also, in true prom fashion, we are going to be crowning a SLPL, two individuals as SLPL royalty. So no prom is complete without the crowning of two people.
That's right.
We have actually went out to the community and asked them to nominate people who are doing good in the community, people who are helping with students or, tutoring young kids. We have some of our nominees work at food pantries and give to those in need or have done fundraisers for back-to-school supplies, things like that. And so these six nominees will be our royal court. And that night we will crown two individuals SLPL prom royalty.
And that's Friday night.
That's Friday night.
7:30 to 9:30.
And yes, 7:30 to 9:30. Buy your tickets. They're still available at our website. And proceeds go to benefit the prom exhibit that we have on April 10th.
And you wear what you want to wear?
Wear what you want to wear. But, we're prom attire. If you still have your prom attire from your decade and you want to do that, this is sort of, think of it as a second chance. If you had a great time at prom and you want to relive it, this is an opportunity to do that. If you maybe didn't go to your prom, you missed it, this is an opportunity to have that experience. We will have an official prom photo station where you can get an official prom photo. We will also have a selfie station with you and your friends can just have a bunch of fun prom photos. So trust in any heir, even if it's not your heir.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to,
oh, right.
If you graduated in 2000, but you really like the 50s, go retro and go 50s.
And we're going to be right back with Jen Hatton. We're going to talk about the music at the prom as well, because there's going to be music. You wouldn't, well, if you didn't have music, you wouldn't have a prom. But we will talk about that and more. And once again, our event, the prom that they're having, the Central Library, at 7:30 to 9:30. This Friday night, I am honored to be whatever. What am I?
You are the MC.
I am the MC. Okay. I didn't know I was. I hope I'm not going to be one of the dancers. I don't think that would
if
go over too
to,
well.
If you could.
I think I will better skip that. We'll be right back. And we're listening to At Your Service. And this is KMOX and Johnny Rabbit.
Local news and information directed.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock,
just
rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're going to rock around the clock tonight. Put your glad rags on. Join me, ho. We'll have some fun when the clock strikes. We're going to rock around the clock tonight. We're going to rock, rock,
yeah,
rock.
We're going to rock around the clock Friday night, Jen. And Jen, you'll be rocking around the clock, too.
Yes.
What are you going to wear?
You know, I think I'm going to throw it back a little bit to maybe the 60s or 70s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So you'll see.
And I don't know when I will have my Johnny Rabbit hat, though. I promise the hat will be there. And this is Friday night. This is the prom at the St. Louis Public Library, Central Library, downtown. Parking, where do you park? What is the best place?
Free parking will be available at the surface lot on 15th and Olive.
Oh,
it's
good.
A lot that's owned by St. Louis Public Library, mm-hmm. and that will be open and available for visitors.
And where do, 15th and Olive, and where do you come in? What door do people use?
That night, we're going to have both entrances open, so they can come in through Olive,
or
up the steps, or through Locust, whichever they prefer.
Oh, that's great. What a night it's going to be. And I see you're going to have Mayfair dressing, too.
Yeah, so we were talking about, the food is all St. Louis themed,
yeah.
So we decided to have everything St. Louis themed. We're going to have St. Louis style pizza. We're going to have pork steak sliders. We're going to have Mayfair dressing and veggies.
Mayfair dressing from the Mayfair Hotel,
yes.
Originally.
Gooey.
And I see my favorite barbecue sauce. Thank goodness, Maul's barbecue sauce. It's the best.
Yes, and that will be on our pork steak sliders. We'll have gooey butter cake cookies. And then, of course, you can't leave out Tums, which is also from St. Louis. Just in case
sure.
that
Just
whole combination
case.
Doesn't agree with you, we'll have Tums available.
Jen, that's great. Now, you've talked about an exhibit that's going to start on the 11th.
So it's going to start April 10th. It opens that Monday, April 10th.
How long will it be?
It's going to run till January 7th.
Oh,
so
good.
Well, you'll have the entire year to come down and think about it. What we're hoping is that you maybe call up some of your old high school friends,
mm-hmm.
and come visit the exhibit and see. We'll have a map of schools from all over the region, kind of, you know, a little bit of like the rivalries, what schools were the rivals.
Good.
Yeah. And we'll just kind of trace the history of Prom Magazine, where it started and how it impacted the region, and then kind of where it went.
So you have prom magazines at the library.
We do. We have them available. We have the physical copies, and we also have them digitized. And at the exhibit, we'll actually have a database or a computer set up where you can actually search names if you want to find out if somebody that you knew,
oh my gosh,
was featured in prom. So
oh
you can
goodness.
Go and search some names, maybe pull up some, you know, aunts, uncles, grandparents.
Who did that? That's a lot of work.
That is a lot of work, and that's what our amazing librarians have done.
Wow. Well, this is really exciting. Now, where will it be in the building, in the library?
So in Central Library, it'll be in the Great Hall, and that you can access from the Olive Street.
Mm-hmm. The big hall, right there.
Right there. That's where all of our exhibits are mostly.
And I understand Kathy Heimberger will be attending from the library as...
Yes, Kathy Heimberger will be. She's actually the director of marketing and events, and her team have put together this amazing exhibit. But mostly the exhibit has been put together by our wonderful CEO, Waller McGuire, who has put together the content. He actually is the original creator of all of the content for this.
Oh, interesting. Well, that's great to hear. The songs that we just heard, Rock Around the Clock, we're going to do the Stroll and the Hustle, and there'll be Jitterbug. So there's going to be music from 1940 to 1980.
Right. We will have a DJ that will play music from throughout the decades. And then we've been lucky enough to have the opportunity to have some amazing professional dancers.
Yep.
Who are going to come, and as different songs play, these dancers will be on the dance floor, and they will instruct the crowd on how to do different dances, like the jitterbug and the twist and the Watusi mashed potato. And so if you don't know these dances, which I myself do not know these dances, don't be afraid, because you can join the big crowd out on the dance floor and you can get some instruction. And by the time you leave prom, you will know how to do these dances.
Stan and Mary from the You Can Dance studio.
Yes.
I've known them for a long time. They were friends of ours, Fred and Anita Chu. We were great ballroom dancers. They have a studio on Eddy Road in St. Anne. And they've been around, Stan and Mary, You Can Dance, with just the letter U. They've been around for 30 years now. That's a heck of a long time, and taught a heck of a lot of people how to do all these dances. It's terrific. The sound and the lighting, Joel Dotson is a person I spoke with this week, a very professional person. Mm-hmm. And this is all going to be in the Great Hall. And he said he's going to have, everything's going to look great. This is going to, the lighting will be just terrific.
It is going to be a great night. And so, I mean, if you remember prom, if you want to relive your prom, if you want to have a second chance at prom, or if you just want to come and support the library, we would appreciate it. It's a night out. You can get dressed up. Again, you can dress in anything you want. If you just want to dress in normal clothes, you can. But we do think it would be fun to get dressed up fancy and, you know, relive your prom. And then come have an evening where you're supporting the library, having fun. It's just going to be a great night.
Is this a participation from the St. Louis Library Foundation? Or?
Yeah. So this is through our Library Foundation is where the proceeds will go. And then the St. Louis Public Library Foundation supports programming and exhibits at the library.
And what about the other things going on at the library? What's in the St. Louis room?
What isn't in the St. Louis room?
Okay.
So the St. Louis room, one of our true gems. Basically, if you talking about high school, if you ever are looking for yearbooks from past years, we have yearbooks from all St. Louis schools.
Physical yearbooks?
Physical yearbooks in there.
Great.
We have maps. We have St. Louis streets and housing. One of the things that we actually have coming up this spring is we're going to have on Sundays our librarians in the St. Louis room will be available for people to come in, and if they want to research their house, want to find out who owned the property, when the property was built, who's lived in their houses. There's a lot of old homes in St. Louis, and we have a lot of records on that, and we can help you just out of curiosity, or if you're looking for something, looking for plans or projects, we can help.
And that's on Sundays.
And that's going to be, this spring on Sundays. And we're only open from, it's going to be it's on Friday nights. I'm sorry.
Friday nights.
Yes, okay. I misspoke. It's going to be on Fridays coming in the spring. So Friday evenings before we close, I think it's from 3 to 5 if you want to come, are the librarians. But anytime, really, our librarians in the St. Louis room are available for this.
So the librarians are very helpful. I'll just tell you that. They really go out of their way.
Yes, our librarians are always there to answer questions, help you with research, and find things for you.
What about still have a rare book special collections department?
We do. That's also on the third floor. So on the third floor, Central Library is our St. Louis room and is our rare books and special collections. That's up there, as well as our genealogy. So that's one thing that we have a lot of people in St. Louis who want to research their genealogy, their family history, genealogy of their spouses' families, or just any sort of family history. We have all that available on the third floor.
9 minutes until 3, we're talking to Jen Hatton from the St. Louis Public Library. We're talking about the downtown library, the central library, the Stedman Room.
The Stedman Library.
Now, that's the architectural.
That is the architectural library. It's what we consider our hidden, another one of those hidden gems, because it's located inside the fine arts room on the second floor. And if you walk past it, some people may never even know it's there, because the door could just be part of the wall. But it is the architectural library. It's opened for those who are architectural students or doing research on architectural. It is open by appointment only, but we do have a lecture series through them, through that library. And when we have that, it's open for viewing.
Now, what about newspapers, actual newspapers? Do you still, can a person still, that's a great way to study history of St. Louis, pick up a Globe Democrat from 1943 or whatever. Can you still look at them, or do you have to use microfiche or microfilm?
So we've digitized those, the Globe Democrat, the Post-Dispatch, those are all digitized, but they are available to look at through our website.
Well, you do it through the website.
So it's through the website. You can go to our digital content, and you can search through there.
And now, what about the library card holders? Can they use newspapers.com?
So, newspapers.com.
Mm-hmm. That's the site that most people will subscribe to find newspapers from all over the country. We'll have to look into newspapers.com because I believe if you have a library card, you are able to, at no cost, go to newspapers.com.
Okay.
I know you would see them, of course, on your computer. Years ago, I used to deal a lot with Mr. Russell. He ran the music room, the music department, and the albums, I'm sure. Well, I shouldn't say I'm sure. Are the records, physical records still there, the vinyl records, the LPs?
Unfortunately, no. And that room is now called the studio at Central Library. And we have, that's where our DVDs, CDs and Blu-rays are available.
Oh, so, good. You still have those. That's good.
Yes. So we do have CDs and DVDs and Blu-rays. It's no longer the records because there's not many people who actually own a record player. But
do you know that I'm serious what I'm about to say? LPs, albums, vinyl records now sell more than CDs.
Really?
It's a total resurgence, totally like something nobody ever... Well, that's never going to happen again. Get rid of those records.
Well, that's great to hear.
It's pretty funny. There's so many things down there. There's so much stuff to do. Radio, television, information, the history of radio. Take a tour of the library sometime.
We have the same. We give on Mondays and Saturdays, and we have free architectural tours of Central Library. So you can stop in, bring your friends. If you have family visiting from out of town, it's a great Saturday afternoon thing to do. Take a tour of the library.
It is. It's beautiful. If you haven't, you know, there are people who haven't been, and it's overwhelming. It's beautiful from the outside, but when you get inside, it's sort of like going to the cathedral. It's beautiful from the outside, but there is some real artwork inside.
Definitely.
Here. Well, Jen, thank you. You've been very kind to come here and join us on this beautiful day. Now you can go out and enjoy some nice weather.
Well, thank you so much.
Nice. 69 degrees right now.
It's great outside.
See you Friday night.
See you Friday.
Thank you. Friday night at the Central Library downtown. We'll be there from 7:30 to 9:30, and it'll be the prom. And, my gosh, all of the great songs, songs that you will remember, like Rock Around the Clock, as we heard in The Twist, which you were about to hear. We'll be doing the Hustle and the Jitterbug, and you'll do the Stroll and the Wah-Wah-Tusi and the Mashed Potato and every kind of dance you can think of. So the whole night is really primarily going to be dedicated to remembering the past and remembering it with music, which is a great way to do it. And it's at the library, and it's a great thing to do. There's so many wonderful things going on in St. Louis. Incidentally, there's a nice program of art opening. I think it just opened this week at the Art Museum. Monet and a couple other artists are involved in that. And that's it for me. I'll see you next on the radio. Let's see. It's going to be next Sunday morning at 8:50. We'll have a special program, Beyond with Scott Jago. It's 5 minutes with the Rabbit. We do it every Sunday morning on KMOX. And I hope you can tune in. And I hope you can be at our various events that we have talked about today. Because a heck of a lot going on. And also with the things that are going on with Ed Wheatley, like his event coming up Friday night at the, that's the Field House Museum. So I think we're going to do the Twist. Is that right? Well, there's Chubby Checker. All right, we'll do it. Thank you. That's it for me. This is Johnny Rabbit, KMOX.
Local news and information directly.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock,
just
rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're going to rock around the clock tonight. Put your bad bags on. Join me, home. Have some fun when the clock strikes. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock,
yeah,
rock.
We're gonna rock around the clock Friday night, Jen. And Jen, you'll be rocking around the clock too.
Yes.
What are you gonna wear?
You know, I think I'm going to throw it back a little bit to maybe the 60s or 70s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So you'll see.
And I don't know when I will have my Johnny Rabbit hat, though. I promise the hat will be there. This is Friday night. This is the prom at the St. Louis Public Library, Central Library, downtown. Parking, where do you park? What is the best place?
Free parking will be available at the surface lot. on 15th and Olive.
Oh,
it's
good.
A lot that's owned by St. Louis Public Library, mm-hmm. and that will be open and available for visitors.
And where do, 15th and Olive, and where do you come in? What door do people use?
That night, we're going to have both entrances open, so they can come in through Olive, up the steps, or through Locust, whichever they prefer.
Oh, that's great. What a night it's going to be. Yeah, and I see you're going to have Mayfair dressing, too.
Yes. Yeah, so we were talking about, the food is all St. Louis themed, yeah. So we decided to have everything St. Louis themed. We're going to have St. Louis style pizza. We're going to have pork steak sliders. We're going to have Mayfair dressing and veggies.
Mayfair dressing from the Mayfair Hotel,
yes.
Originally. Gooey. And I see my favorite barbecue sauce. Thank goodness, Maul's barbecue sauce. It's the best.
Yes, and that will be on our pork steak sliders. We'll have gooey butter cake cookies. And then, of course, you can't leave out Tums, which is also from St. Louis. Just in case
sure,
that whole combination
case.
Doesn't agree with you, we'll have Tums available.
Jen, that's great. Now, you've talked about an exhibit that's going to start on the 11th.
So it's going to start April 10th. It opens that Monday, April 10th.
How long will it be?
It's going to run till January 7th.
Oh,
so
good.
So you'll have the entire year to come down and think about it. What we're hoping is that you maybe call up some of your old high school friends, mm-hmm. and come visit the exhibit and see. We'll have a map of schools from all over the region, kind of, a little bit of like the rivalries, what schools were the rivals.
Good.
Yeah. And we'll just kind of trace the history of Prom Magazine, where it started and how it impacted the region, and then kind of where it went.
So you have Prom magazines at the library.
We do. We have them available. We have the physical copies, and we also have them digitized. And at the exhibit, we'll actually have a database or a computer set up where you can actually search names if you want to find out if somebody that you knew,
oh my gosh,
was featured in Prom. So
oh
you can
goodness.
Go and search some names, maybe pull up some, you know, aunts, uncles, grandparents.
Who did that? That's a lot of work.
That is a lot of work, and that's what our amazing librarians have done.
Wow. Well, this is really exciting. Now, where will it be in the building, in the library?
So in Central Library, it'll be in the Great Hall, and that you can access from the Olive Street.
Mm-hmm. It's in the big hall, right there.
Right there. That's where all of our exhibits are mostly.
And I understand Kathy Heimberger will be attending from the library as...
Yes, Kathy Heimberger will be. She's actually the director of marketing and events, and her team have put together this amazing exhibit. But mostly the exhibit has been put together by our wonderful CEO, Waller McGuire, who has put together the content. He actually is the original creator of all of the content for this.
Oh, interesting. Well, that's great to hear. The songs, and we just heard Rock Around the Clock. We're going to do the Stroll and the Hustle, and there'll be Jitterbug. So there's going to be music from 1940 to 1980.
Right. We will have a DJ that will play music from throughout the decades. And then we've been lucky enough to have the opportunity to have some amazing professional dancers.
Yep.
Who are going to come, and as different songs play, these dancers will be on the dance floor, and they will instruct the crowd on how to do different dances, like the jitterbug and the twist and the Watusi mashed potato. And so if you don't know these dances, which I myself do not know these dances, don't be afraid, because you can join the big crowd out on the dance floor and you can get some instruction. And by the time you leave Prom, you will know how to do these dances.
Stan and Mary. From the You Can Dance studio.
Yes.
I've known them for a long time. They were friends of ours, Fred and Anita Chu. We were great ballroom dancers. They have a studio on Eddy Road in St. Anne. And they've been around, Stan and Mary, You Can Dance, with just the letter U. They've been around for 30 years now. That's a heck of a long time, and taught a heck of a lot of people how to do all these dances. It's terrific. The sound and the lighting, Joel Dotson, as a person I spoke with this week, a very professional person, and this is all going to be in the Great Hall, and he said he's going to have, everything's going to look great. The lighting will be just terrific.
It is going to be a great night. And so, I mean, if you remember Prom, if you want to relive your Prom, if you want to have a second chance at Prom, or if you just want to come and support the library, we would appreciate it. It's a night out. You can get dressed up. Again, you can dress in anything you want. If you just want to dress in normal clothes, you can. But we do think it would be fun to get dressed up fancy and, you know, relive your Prom. And then come have an evening where you're supporting the library, having fun, It's just going to be a great night.
Is this a participation from the St. Louis Library Foundation? Or?
Yeah. So this is through our Library Foundation is where the proceeds will go. And then the St. Louis Public Library Foundation supports programming and exhibits at the library.
And what about the other things going on at the library? What's in the St. Louis room?
What isn't in the St. Louis room?
Okay.
So the St. Louis room, one of our true gems. Basically, if you talking about high school, if you ever are looking for yearbooks from past years, mm-hmm. we have yearbooks from all St. Louis schools.
Physical yearbooks?
Physical yearbooks in there.
Great.
We have maps. We have St. Louis streets and housing. One of the things that we actually have coming up this spring is we're going to have on Sundays our librarians in the St. Louis room will be available for people to come in, and if they want to research their house, want to find out who owned the property, when the property was built, who's lived in their houses. There's a lot of old homes in St. Louis, and we have a lot of records on that, and we can help you just out of curiosity, or if you're looking for something, looking for plans or projects, we can help.
And that's on Sundays.
And that's going to be, this spring on Sundays. And we're only open from, it's on Friday nights. I'm sorry.
Friday nights.
Yes, okay. I almost spoke. It's going to be on Fridays coming in the spring. So Friday evenings before we close, I think it's from 3 to 5 if you want to come, are the librarians. But anytime, really, our librarians in the St. Louis room are available for this.
So the librarians are very helpful. I'll tell you that. They really go out of their way.
Yes, our librarians are always there to answer questions, help you with research, and find things for you.
What about still have a rare book special collections department?
We do. That's also on the third floor. So on the third floor, Central Library is our St. Louis room and is our rare books and special collections. That's up there, as well as our genealogy. So that's one thing that we have a lot of people in St. Louis who want to research their genealogy, their family history, genealogy of their spouse's families, or just any sort of family history. We have all that available on the third floor.
9 minutes until 3, we're talking to Jen Hatton from the St. Louis Public Library. We're talking about the downtown library, the central library, the Stedman Room.
The Stedman Library.
Now, that's the architectural.
That is the architectural library. It's what we consider our another one of those hidden gems, because it's located inside the fine arts room on the second floor. And if you walk past it, some people may never even know it's there, because the door could just be part of the wall. But it is the architectural library. It's opened for those who are architectural students or doing research on architectural. It is open by appointment only, but we do have a lecture series through them, through that library. And when we have that, it's open for viewing.
Now, what about newspapers, actual newspapers? Do you still, that's a great way to study history of St. Louis, pick up a Globe Democrat from 1943 or whatever. Can you still look at them, or do you have to use microfiche or microfilm?
So we've digitized those, the Globe Democrat, the Post-Dispatch, those are all digitized, but they are available to look at in through our website.
Well, you do it through the website.
So it's through the website. You can go to our digital content, and you can search through there.
And now, what about the library card holders? Can they use newspapers.com?
So, newspapers.com.
That's the site that most people subscribe to find newspapers from all over the country. We'll have to look into newspapers.com, because I believe if you have a library card, you are able to, at no cost, go to newspapers.com.
Okay.
I know you would see them, of course, on your computer. Years ago, I used to deal a lot with Mr. Russell. He ran the music room, the music department, and the albums. I'm sure, well, I shouldn't say I'm sure. Are the records, the physical records still there, the vinyl records, the LPs?
Unfortunately, no. And that room is now called the studio at Central Library. And we have, that's where our DVDs, CDs and Blu-rays are available.
Oh, so good. You still have those. That's good.
Yes. So we do have CDs and DVDs and Blu-rays. It's no longer the records, because there's not many people who actually own a record player. But
do you know that I'm serious when I'm about to say, LPs, albums, vinyl records now sell more than CDs.
Really?
It's a total resurgence, totally like something nobody ever, well, that's never going to happen again. Get rid of those records.
Well, that's great to hear.
It's pretty funny. There's so many things down there. There's so much stuff to do, radio, television, information, the history of radio. Take a tour of the library sometime.
We have the same, we give on Mondays and Saturdays, and we have free architectural tours of Central Library. So you can stop in, bring your friends. If you have family visiting from out of town, it's a great Saturday afternoon thing to do. Take a tour of the library.
It is. It's beautiful. If you haven't, you know, there are people who haven't been, and it's overwhelming. It's beautiful from the outside, but when you get inside, it's sort of like going to the cathedral. It's beautiful from the outside, but there is some real artwork inside.
Definitely.
Here. Well, Jen, thank you. You've been very kind to come here and join us on this beautiful day. Now you can go out and enjoy some nice weather.
Well, thank you so much.
It's nice. 69 degrees right now.
It's great outside.
See you Friday night.
See you Friday.
Thank you. Friday night at the Central Library downtown. We'll be there from 7:30 to 9:30, and it'll be the prom. And, my gosh, all of the great songs, songs that you will remember, like Rock Around the Clock, as we heard in The Twist, which you were about to hear. We'll be doing the Hustle and the Jitterbug, and you'll do the Stroll and the Wah-Wah-Tusi and the Mashed Potato and every kind of dance you can think of. So the whole night is really primarily going to be dedicated to remembering the past and remembering it with music, which is a great way to do it. And it's at the library, and it's a great thing to do. There's so many wonderful things going on in St. Louis. Incidentally, there's a nice program of art opening, and I think it just opened this week at the Art Museum. Monet and a couple other artists are involved in that. And that's it for me. I'll see you next on the radio. Let's see. It's going to be next Sunday morning at 8:50. We'll have a special program, Beyond with Scott Jago. It's 5 minutes with the Rabbit. We do it every Sunday morning on KMOX. And I hope you can tune in. And I hope you can be at our various events that we have talked about today. Because a heck of a lot going on. And also with the things that are going on with Ed Wheatley, like his event coming up Friday night at the, that's the Field House Museum. So I think we're going to do The Twist. Is that right? Well, there's Chubby Checker. All right, we'll do it. Thank you. That's it for me. This is Johnny Rabbit, KMOX.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's a brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.